Welcome back to the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host, and part of the e-learning team here at eMoney. Today we have a very exciting episode. I'm sitting down with Chris Grant, Group Product Manager, to talk about the client portal. Specifically, all of the exciting updates that are just around the corner for the client portal. Chris has been a part of the eMoney team for 8 years and spends a lot of time and energy making sure clients have the best experience possible with eMoney. I'm eager for you to hear about all the cool things in the works that you're going to get to share with your clients. So let's get over to my conversation with Chris on the client portal. Thanks for joining the podcast today, Chris. I'm really excited to tell our advisors more about the client portal, things that they may not know, and exciting things in the works. But before we get there, can you tell listeners who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having me, Kate. My name is Chris, Chris Grant. I'm on our product management team, and I oversee the strategy and vision of our client experience, which, said in a different way, is I'm responsible for making sure we provide the best experience for end clients so providers can engage in planning conversations through our client portal.
Love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think it's important that people kind of get to know you and what you do here. One of my favorite features of eMoney is that advisors can offer their clients a really digital hands-on experience through their own client portal. So prior to diving into all of that, I do really think it's important to give users some background because there might be some people who aren't as familiar with the client portal. So could you share some information on what the portal is and how an advisor introduces that into the advisor-client relationship?
Well, simply put, the portal is really an extension of the advisor's relationship with a client, and it's a digital means to, again, be that extension. Today, the portal is used by millions of end users in our system, and it's for various reasons. It's, you know, the portal supports account aggregation, budgeting capabilities, storing valuable documents. When it really comes down to it, it really acts as a hub of information, not just for advisors, but for the clients that they're supporting. So that's, you know, one of the really big values of it. And when you look at it from an advisor's perspective, it's a great way to gain broader understanding of a client's full picture. And, you know, specifically with things like held away assets. And again, that's, you'll hear me say aggregation quite a bit, probably through a lot of the things that we talk about, because it's such a powerful tool and that enables more information coming to the advisor, which allows them to create more holistic and, you know, meaningful plans because they have more data from a client. But then when you look at, you know, an advisor's ability to put this in the client's hands, for a client, it's a way for them to have access to their financial life in one central place. And the important thing is they can access it whenever they need it.
So for the advisor who is listening to this and thinking, okay, this might be a great tool, but for whatever reason, they maybe want to focus on only giving it to certain clients to help them onboard, is the client portal something that advisors can choose to share with just certain clients, or do they have to share it with every client?
Absolutely. Advisors can choose which clients they want to provide a portal to. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And the means in which you provide access is pretty simple, really. You have your clients in the system today. There is, on each client-by-client basis, there's, you know, a setting and ability that you have in your advisor-facing tools to manage a client website. You would be able, on a client-by-client basis, go into that and select that I want to give this client access to their portal or to a portal. And it'll send them an email invitation. It'll put them through a pretty simple flow where they create a username and password. And that's, now they're set up for it. You can do that for one of your clients. You can do it for all of your clients. And another piece that's important to it is it's not just that you can do it on a client-by-client basis, but you can dictate the experience each client has. The portal has a wealth of features to it, and not all features are always applicable to, you know, the relationships that you have with everyone. Not plans are personal, they're not cookie cutter. And since the portal is an extension of a plan, it itself should be personal as well. So you can control who gets it, and you can also control the experience that each one of those individuals have.
Thank you so much for answering that. I think that the ability to really customize both who has access to what and what within the client portal they have access to really kind of lends to the both customizable but like collaborative and interactive experience for both the advisor and the client, because hopefully it gives the client an opportunity to really get engaged with what they're seeing in the portal and what it is that the advisor is presenting with them or sharing with them. So kind of switching gears a little bit, I want to get to the really exciting stuff. We are getting ready to roll out really exciting updates within the client portal. So I'm going to give you the floor to tell users all about this. What can users expect to see with these updates?
We're really excited for this as well. And 2024 and beyond, we're going to have really marked enhancements released throughout the year. What I'll say is what we're really excited about is coming up in March. So that's right around the corner. Is one of the first things we're doing is the portal is going to be a new look and feel, and we're going to add more ways to elevate your brand within the portal. So in March, we're doing a design update, and we're doing it to a more modern aesthetic. And the reason for this is it's important for us to allow advisors to have the ability to create a strong first impression with their clients by giving them, you know, an application with a more premium feel. And we're doing this by focusing on simplicity, by focusing on usability, and also how, you know, we're looking at the presentation of data. You know, we want advisors to feel confident that they're providing a tool that, you know, their clients want to engage with. So we're really excited about that. It's a big thing that we're doing. And, you know, the portal, though, is also a front door to your brand as an advisor. So in addition to that design update in March, we're adding a new page within the portal. And folks listening that are familiar with the different pages and function throughout, there's going to be a new page that's added, and it's going to be called the My Advisor page. And this is going to be an area now where an advisor can customize what information they want to share with their clients, which could be education content, a blog, key pages from a website, as well as scheduling capabilities, things that we hear all the time that advisors will send via an email or through different means, you know, that they want their clients to engage with. But we want that to all be centralized within the portal. We want it to be tied to their brand and have more visual representation of the advisor, and, you know, the companies that they work for have more ability to add descriptions and bios about themselves. And again, like I said, you know, action links to scheduling meetings or education content and things like that. But we're also with this page thinking about the features that we have today that can, you know, that are really tied to amplifying that communication, that collaboration. So we're optimizing the contact us capabilities as well as tasks and next steps. And we're making them more prominent within this experience as well, because at the end of the day, we have a really firm conviction that the context in which clients receive and interact with information that they receive from their advisors matter. And we want that context to be tied and centralized around their brand. And we want to be tied and centralized to their brand within the portal.
I think it's awesome that it really lends to the advisor's brand. I think that will really contribute to the advisor-client connection and helping the client to really understand what it is that the advisor focuses on in the work that they help them with. You talked a little bit about the functionality with the My Advisor page, and obviously the aesthetic is changing, which, of course, I'm biased, but I think it looks so cool. So I'm really excited for people to get to see that. Is there any additional functionality that will be changing? Is there anything that maybe advisors can do now within the client portal that they won't be able to do, or anything else that advisors can expect to see change?
If we're talking specifically about this first release in March, we're adding functionality. We're adding that My Advisor page. When we're talking about doing the full site, you know, update to that modern aesthetic, I want to give everyone reassurance that we're not taking anything away. We're being more cognizant and mindful of what that look and feel is, because that impression, again, is very important, especially for today's clients who have really high expectations for digital experiences and obviously advisors have high expectations for digital experiences that they offer. So, you know, functionality, especially with this first release, we're not taking anything away. In fact, we're adding some new ones with that My Advisor page. And we definitely have more exciting things coming out later in the year, and that will be adding more functionality as well.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Obviously, the portal allows clients to go in, log in on their own, check things out, see different aspects of their financial plan right before them. What can a client go in and add on their own, independent from what they add with the advisor?
That's a great question. We know it's an important question. It's one that we hear often because I'm not naive and I'll be blunt about it. There can be hesitation. There can be reservation when offering the client portal because advisors spend a lot of time and effort and thought putting together well-crafted plans. And those are based off of the data that's in the system. So if you give a client portal to someone and they go in not knowing and they're changing a bunch of things, we know that that can impact that. So knowing that from its inception, the portal has a lot of flexibility and customization. And that goes down to not just the feature functionality that an advisor wants displayed to a user, but it's also the depth in which I can go in and manipulate information. So, you know, an advisor has full control to say, I'm going to offer a client portal to an individual, but it's read-only. They can see the data that we have in the system about them. They can see the plan and the goals and the items that we have about them, but it's read-only. They can't change it. That said, you can also turn that on. And I think what happens and what we've seen is there's a continuum of the relationship. So you may use the portal at the beginning of a relationship and you turn on the ability for a client to go in and, you know, add their own facts. They add their income information. They add family information. They add goals themselves within our goals area or our organizer, which is the client side facing fact finder. You have control. You can give me the rights as an end client to update that information, to put that information in as a part of that initial data gathering process. You can also, if you've done that with me and you've already got that information, you can provide me a portal and not give me access to that. So it's kind of a wide range answer that I'm giving you. And that's because we are very thoughtful in the ability and the customization, the flexibility that we give an advisor. You can allow me to do all the things. You can minimize me to not allowing me to do all the things. It's really just how you operate your business as an advisor and at what point of the continuum of the relationship that I'm in that you either want me engaging in that information and editing that information versus not.
I think that hopefully advisors will leave this podcast episode feeling confident in what they're able to kind of control, for lack of a better word, when it comes to the client portal for their clients. What type of alerts are able to be set up within the client portal?
That is also a very robust set of items that are available. You and a client can choose what alerts they want. There's within the settings, there's a whole area for this, and it can be things around, you know, weekly financial summary alert. You can get when you're again leveraging aggregation, you can get an alert of a large transaction that's coming or a large expense. You can see if your budgets are exceeded, if you set up a budget. You can see if there's excess cash position with your investments. It's actually pretty robust, the types of alerts that a client can put towards.
Great. No, I think that that's awesome. I know that it obviously can allow someone to do a lot or a little. And really that kind of will be on a case by case basis for the advisor, it sounds like, based on, you know, their relationship with that client or their practice and what they're focused on, which I think is awesome. Are there any recommended best practices around using the client portal or features within it that can really help advisors to make sure that their clients are getting the most out of it?
Absolutely. One of the things, you know, we mentioned, or I mentioned that, you know, I fully appreciate and we understand and we hear the feedback on the hesitancy of, you know, a client going in and changing data that can impact the plan that an advisor has done. Best practices, today's clients are wanting, again, they've set the bar high for digital experiences. They want to engage in their plan. So we do have a feature today within our goals experience where, you know, for myself, with my own client portal that I have about four or five goals. I have a retirement goal. I'm a father of three, so I have three education goals. And I found out real quick how expensive school is going to be. And then I have some, you know, house renovation projects. So I have a handful of goals that I have, and they're dictated off of the base facts that I have. But a great feature is I want to engage. I might be at the dinner table with, you know, my spouse, and we might say, well, what does it mean to actually contribute a little bit more to the education goals? I just want to see the impact of that, but I don't want to change my actual contributions because I'm not deciding that I'm going to do it. We have a feature called Explore Mode, and that allows me to go in a safe space now and tweak those goals. What if I add a little bit more? What if I retire later or retire earlier? I can see what those small decision that I make could impact the goal. And I can do that without impacting the plan. So that is a big best practice that I recommend is one, individuals want to interact with their financial life and they want to interact with the goals that they have. And they want to have almost I think advisors and clients will agree that they want kind of a safe sandbox to just play around and explore a little bit. And we have that. So that's one best practice. The other two items that really come to mind is really the power of the portal as well, is the ability for clients to aggregate their data. So aggregation is such a powerful tool that we can't recommend enough, because again, that keeps account data up to date as deposits come in, as transactions and expenses go out, those account balances are changing. So if I have them tied to goals or if I have them tied to other things within the system, they're updating frequently and periodically, which is good. The other piece of best practice is really leveraging the vault, the document storage capabilities that we have. It's so vital, and we hear that so much from both clients and advisors, that the ability for me as a client to put all the important financial documents that I have into the vault, which is exposed on the client portal. And I can also put things that are relevant just for my wife and I. You know, I can put passport, driver's license, things like that, that if for some reason, and we've actually heard this before, you know, I'm traveling overseas and I lost my wallet or I lost something, I can pull up the vault and access those things, and they can be a private folder. It's stuff that is a part of my financial life, but I may not want to be sharing that back with the advisor because I just want to have it as, you know, stored for myself. So we do that. And conversely, on the other side, there is ways that advisors can have private folders that they can keep, you know, personal notes about a client. But then the real power of it is the shared folders where we sit down, you go through a presentation, we talk about our plan, and you're now able to put that directly in my vault to where I can now access it at any point. And I have that record. If we're going through an onboarding process or if we're going through some type of checkpoint where documentation is needed, I'm able to actually upload that and put it into the portal. So now both of us can access it in real time whenever we need to going forward. So to summarize that, best practices are people want to engage. The portal is a great way to do that. And you're able to actually provide ways that I can engage with my plan without impacting the plan that you put together for me. And that's that explore mode. Aggregation is so key to really impress upon your clients to use. And then using that vault so you can share important information back and forth is really critical.
We talk about a few different themes, I feel like, throughout, you know, podcasts and just at eMoney in general. And I think that those are, you know, efficiency, creating an efficient experience for our advisor and their clients, collaboration, and making it an interactive experience so that, you know, the client can really feel like the financial planning process is a very hands-on one and that they're involved and they understand the recommendations that their advisor is giving them and why they're giving them. And I feel like what you just talked about really, really lends to that and to creating that experience for our advisors and their clients. I do want to dive a little bit more into the vault, and I just really want to cover that relationship that you were talking about between the advisor using eMoney and the client using their client portal. This is really just such an interesting part because advisors can save things, like you mentioned, to the client's vault, and then the client can access that like within their website. So can you talk about some of those things like the vault, the reports in the client portal that really lend to the advisor and client being able to work together virtually?
You're absolutely right. You hit on the really core benefits to why these two experiences really complement each other, and those two experiences being, you know, the advisor experience and the tools that they use, but also the complementary experience of the portal, because the planning process is collaborative. It is a relationship. It is ever growing. It's evolving. It's not one and done. And where the portal really comes in and the features that you talked about, the reports, the vault, is ways that you can use those digital engagements to really amplify and support the human relationship that you have. Examples being, you know, we're sitting in your office and you're walking me through the plan that we have set. We're doing an update in a yearly review or biannual review, whatever the cadence we have set up. But the thing is when I leave the office, my parents would just leave the office and it's like, great, I'll talk to you in 6 months. I'll talk to you in 12 months. That's not the expectation that, again, users have today. So these digital engagement opportunities are really critical because, again, we use the example of the presentation and, you know, I can do that. The vault continues to be, you know, diving deeper into it. Really just also a no pun intended, a sense of security. These are powerful documents that we're sending. They can have my social on it. They have my income information. They have transaction information, bank information, all things that are really critical for an advisor to be collecting and building a plan. But you need that from clients. And the vault provides a way that I can be giving that to you in a secure manner. So that's one of the reasons we really, you know, recommend the portal and really those vault capabilities. Now, you also mentioned reports because there's so many different aspects to the conversations of financial plan. I referenced, I think, earlier with one of the questions that you asked that I'm a father of three and all three are under the age of three. So every parent that's listening in right now is, you know, probably taking a deep breath and laughing a little bit when I say that. But education planning is so critical to me, and we have to be really cognizant about our cash flow. Well, there's reports that can really hone in specifically on that topic that can, you know, when I'm looking at the plan holistically, it's made up of different pieces where the reports that are available in the portal, which again, are very flexible and customizable. You can control what reports I'm able to see. That really, again, amplifies the relationship. I now have access to say, well, let me look at my cash flow report. You know, my advisor indicates to me that there is a, you know, education family and set of reports. Great. I can now dive deeper into that topic, get way more analytical. I can go into the details of it. And I'm able to, again, really focus in on some of those topics. And that continues to elevate that relationship that I don't have to wait until 6 months from now, 12 months from now, to do just our standard review before I can have access and ask those questions and look at that kind of detail. So it's just such a powerful tool that for me as a client, I have on-demand access. And especially as we're sharing documents, as you're creating documents for me, I can access them anytime. And the same goes for the reports where I can dive deeper into things. I can wake up in the middle of the night and say, I need to know what my cash flow is. And I can actually access it right then and there without calling my advisor at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sure every advisor listening is saying thank you. I don't want to be getting a call at 3 o'clock.
We all know that call. Everyone listening, we know that call.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm sure that they can understand from the client perspective, you know, the occasional panic on certain things with their finances. But yes, we want to avoid the 3 a.m. calls at all cost. So we obviously know that advisors don't need to use the client portal, but it can be a great asset to your client offering. How does using the client portal really lend to that strong client advisor relationship and communication?
So advisors, you're right. They don't need to use the portal. Now, obviously, I will come off biased because this is my area of ownership, but you don't need to use the portal, but I highly recommend against that. And the reason is we continue to do research, obviously, and our research always continues to show us that the portal positively impacts the planning experience. More importantly, portal users have better planning outcomes than non-portal users. And that's such a critical thing that if with anyone listening, the thing to take away from anything that we've talked about is that portal users have better planning outcomes than non-portal users. And we know that because the research that we continue to do shows us that users who have a portal have significantly higher satisfaction with their advisors, and they're significantly more motivated to achieve their goals, and they feel significantly better about the communication that they have with their advisor. And what I think everyone on the call will very much appreciate, they're significantly more likely to refer new clients to their advisors. So the portal, while, you know, I mentioned quite a bit that it's an extension of the advisor and it complements the relationship, it's an enabler for that relationship to really go to the next level. So again, while you have the ability, and I'm not, again, naive that it's not for 100% of people. You will have clients that I'm sure that the portal just doesn't make sense, but I would be very remiss if I didn't say that the majority of clients can really benefit from it. So while you have the ability to not provide it, you may be doing yourself a disservice by not. And we have a lot of the research and the data to back up why.
The better outcomes, that is huge, and higher satisfaction, because especially when you were talking about client referrals, it is a business of referrals. A lot of advisors get new clients because their current clients have recommended them to a friend, a family member, a coworker, and these advisors are really in it for a long-term relationship with that client. So I think it's great that you shared that. I would love to talk about maybe one way that you hope to see advisors make the most of what we're offering them with the client portal, especially with the updates that are coming.
I'll break this into two pieces, what my answer is, and then I can touch a little bit on, you know, what we can expect coming in the future. I'll disclaim my answer with one of the powerful aspects of the portal is, you know, a theme that we've been talking about is the fact that it's really highly flexible and customizable. So what might be the one way I hope to see advisors get the most out of it actually might not be the way that someone else might be. And that's a positive. The fact that the portal is dynamic and it's flexible and it doesn't have to be one way. So I'll preface with that. Now, for me personally, one of the things that I hope to see advisors get the most out of the offering is really enabling those ways for clients to jump in and be able to touch and experiment with their plans. And that area of explore mode that we have with the goals is a really fantastic way of doing that. I'm able to actually touch and learn and see the impacts of things. Even if you don't turn on the explore mode, just having the ability for me to see my goals and the progress to my goals is really powerful. So for me personally, that's one of the ways that I think advisors can really start to make the most out of the offering and turning on those abilities for their clients to be more interactive and engage and collaborative in it. But again, my disclaimer is that happens to be my way. And that's the powerful aspect of the portal. One advisor could really lean into that goals. One advisor could really lean heavily into the vault because, you know, the sharing of documents is a key piece. So that's one way that advisors can make more of the most out of it. Down to, you know, advisors getting the most out of it because they're dealing with a younger client, or let's just say like a child of a client of theirs. And maybe they just want to turn on the budgeting capabilities and just start someone interacting with a portal to kind of see their, you know, their spending and where, you know, just getting into the conversation and getting into the planning process. So that's the way that is very impactful for me. And you'll see as I about to, you know, talk a little bit about what's coming next, that collaboration piece, that's where you can get the most out of it. But yeah, I'd be remiss by not mentioning how great of a tool it is, in the sense that you can make it your own, and what's one way for me might not be the one way for the other. And we do that purposely.
Thank you for sharing that. I think that that's really valuable. And I hope that advisors leave today's episode feeling, I always want them to leave any episode feeling inspired to do great things with eMoney. But I think that this is just so much more personal because it really involves their clients' personal experience. So I'm really excited about that. You mentioned talking about the second part, which is the exciting things that are coming for the client portal. Can you tell people a little bit more about that?
I'm happy to, because we are very excited about what's coming. So that March release that I was talking about is the first domino. The portal is really important. Again, our research continues to tell us there that in 2023, improving the digital experiences for advisors and clients was the top priority for wealth management firms. So we're really going into it, and we're putting a lot of time and investment and energy into it. So as we look at the year to come, the portal is going to become the new standard for how modern plan delivery happens. That is what our eyes are laser set on. Not just the place where advisors deliver a plan, but clients more actively engage with it. So I mentioned, you know, the power of the vault and presentations, and, you know, you make presentations today, of course, and you deliver it through digital means. You know, we joked about, as a client, I can wake up in the middle of the night, the markets are having a bad week, and I need reassurance. I'm not always running back then to that presentation that we talked about 3 to 4 months ago. What I'm calling you about and what I'm needing reassurance about is understanding the impact and what's changed. So the big thing that we are focusing on in the rest of the year is, again, I made the mention of becoming the new standard for modern plan delivery. We're adding a new planning area. So we have the goals area today, but we see that very much expanding in scope and really becoming an area where we break down plans topically, and it really mimicking that presentation flow that you have today. But instead of being a PDF and it being static once it's delivered, being able to deliver those parts and pieces of the presentations that you create today, the ideal presentation that you create today, and delivering it as an interactive on-demand narrative directly in the portal. So now clients are able to go and interact with these topical pieces, understand that their plan is made up of 7 things, 9 things, 3 things, and they understand what those pieces are. And now they're able to interact with them in real time when they need to, they see those pieces with up-to-date information, and it allows me again to touch it, to interact with it, to learn from it. And we talked about the explore mode that we have today, but with the opportunity to enable that further, now that explore mode gets even that much better as we're expanding the way that we represent a plan on the portal and in the interactions that we have with it. They'll be able to play with more levers and explore where they may want to go next. So, you know, as we look at the beginning of the year, really, again, updating that look and feel, elevating the ways for an advisor to represent their brand within the portal. The rest of the year is really going to be focused on really elevating the way in which plans are represented in the portal, having more of a continuity with the advisor experience as well, and the ways that clients can engage with them. And then also within that area, today the portal represents those base facts and those plans. Where we see by the end of the year is it really being also the mechanism for advisors to create those different scenarios that I may be going into a conversation and you may have put together one, two, three different things that you want me to review, having those also be able to be shared directly in the portal. So before going to a meeting, I can review those pieces. And when we get together, I'm already starting off with an understanding of what we're going to talk about. So it's really exciting stuff. And you know, we want to continue to build better collaborative relationships between clients and advisors. And the portal is, we're just getting started. There's so much fun stuff coming.
Thank you. Yeah, there really is. I am very excited for both our advisors and their clients who will get to experience the new client portal and all that there is to come. You definitely shared some awesome things. I'm excited for March to roll around and for people to really get to dive in and see it for themselves. So thank you so much for joining today, Chris, and for hopping on. I really appreciate it. And I know that our advisors will, I'm confident that our advisors will leave today's episode feeling really excited about the client portal and all of the updates that they can expect to see very soon.
That's great. It's my favorite topic. So I'm always happy to talk about it.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm confident that you're leaving today's episode knowing something new about the client portal that you can offer your clients. A special shout out to Chris, our guest, for sharing tons of golden nuggets on the client portal capabilities and also the inside scoop on the fun things just around the corner for the client portal. As a reminder, if you have questions about what you heard today, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. And of course, we'll catch you on another episode soon.